Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Hello and welcome to Copen Copenhagen. My name is Owen and I'm with Abby.
Hey.
And I'm with Marius.
Hey, did you?
That's come up.
This is Copen Copenhagen podcast about life in Copenhagen and Denmark, Scandinavia, and
this is the Chatty Patty.
Oh, I didn't even. I see that
Chatty Patty. Chatty. That's who we call it when we're talking to Owen.
Yeah.
So he understands it.
Oh, Patty. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is the Chatty Patty.
This is the Chatty Patty.
Yeah.
This is the Monday episode of Copen Copenhagen where we have a chat about something we think is interesting to chat about. If you want to know the news, check out the Friday episode.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
So excited. No news.
No news is good news. Yes. I did this kind of news related. There were some news from Roskilde Festival.
Okay. Yeah.
And they, you know, are out here.
All right. That sounds like fun news.
Okay. Fun news.
Hip young news.
Okay, fresh news.
Yeah, very good. So they released some of the artists coming, and I've gone 7 times or 6 times
to Roskilde
Festival.
Wow.
All right.
Cool.
7 times.
Mary's
okay,
cool.
Pretty cool.
Okay, pretty cool.
Fresh, young and fresh.
Young and fresh. But it's been a couple of last time I was there, I did the 1 day thing, and that was me and my buddy, and that's probably the level I'm at now for
you're a one day.
Okay.
You're a 1 day pass.
Yeah. One day pass.
What's that called when you get a 1 day pass?
I mean, there is a senior one, but that's not the one I got.
Okay.
But because I didn't get the discount, you can get a senior discount. But I went with my buddy.
Marius pays full price.
Yeah.
We just want you to know what kind of guy Marius is.
Full pricer.
I'm a full pricer.
Hey, listen, he doesn't ask for a discount.
No.
He doesn't pretend to be old.
No.
He could. But he doesn't.
What do you mean I could?
We've seen you do it.
Well, anyway, they released some artists that are coming, you know, and I've been following that every now and then. I have a little look, and it's been my experience that the last couple of years, when I look at this list, my reaction is less, oh, cool. It's more, who?
Mm-hmm.
Who it is?
Who it is?
Who it is?
Who is it? Who that one?
Should I know that one?
Mm.
Yes. And so I thought we could do a little test where I'm just going to list some names.
Oh, great.
Oh.
I'm gonna look them up, but okay. Sorry. I was almost going to cheat by accident.
Oh, no.
Okay.
We do love a test here.
Yeah.
Here we go.
And let's just see.
Pop quiz.
Yeah.
Do we know these names?
Should we sing the songs if we know?
Yeah, oh, that's great. Sure. Yeah, let's do that.
We'll start with two. So Doja Cat.
I know Doja Cat.
Doja Cat, like the Doja coin.
No, I don't know Doja.
Oh my
Cat.
God, I really feel like my 11-year-old is going to save me in this game. I'm not going to sing any song, but yeah, Doja Cat has a lot of really good songs. Yeah. Doja Cat's good.
Okay.
Okay. So I know Doja Cat. I wouldn't be able to name a song of hers, but I know I've seen her. Beautiful lady, and it's not spelled like the Doge coin.
Doja Cat's really good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Really.
All right.
Jungle.
Yes, I know Jungle.
Heard of Jungle, lots of animals.
Yeah. That's, I don't know the words, but that's what it sounds like.
Yeah,
that's also good. To be fair, Jungle is like been around for a while.
They have been around for a while.
That sounds like a name of a band from like the 70s. Like, I'm kind of surprised. Okay.
Like Earth, Wind, Fire, Jungle. Yeah.
Frank Carter and the Rattlesnakes.
No. But I do like these, like,
sounds
animal
good.
Nature.
Yeah.
Cat.
Cat, jungle, snakes.
Yeah.
What about, let's try Ice Spice.
I know who that is. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I know that.
It's cool.
No, I'm not.
Oh, it's cool.
But I know it's a rapper, like a R&B artist. Right? Isn't it?
It's a rapper? It's a rapper more.
Yeah.
It's a trap artist.
Trap artist. Okay, yeah.
The kids call it.
Yes.
I only know that
I've
because
never,
I looked it up today.
I've never heard her music.
Who's this Ice Spice?
Yeah, I've never heard her music.
And I like hip-hop and rap, but I never heard of her. Let's go with Brutalimus 3000.
Is that Andre's cousin or something?
They're pronouncing Andre. Yeah. I'm like, I don't know.
German band, so I'm guessing not.
Okay.
Skrillex is coming, so I feel like, wow, Skrillex.
I thought that one.
Are we still doing the singing bit? No,
yeah,
okay.
You're doing the singing bit, yeah. There you are.
What about Snooper with like two O's and like those Spanish... wavy bits on top of the O's?
No, I'm not from there.
How would you pronounce that?
You said Snooper? Snooper.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's go. Geely.
Geely.
Sounds familiar.
No, I don't know who that is.
No?
How do you spell it?
G-I-L-L-I.
No.
That's a good
spelling. Is that Danish?
Yeah. Oh, and that's a Danish act.
Shit. Okay. Yeah. All right.
Yep. Two more. Let's do... but some of these are maybe older bands, so you might know those.
Great.
But,
do those ones.
The Beatles.
Heard of them.
The Beatles. Russin Murphy?
No. I don't know that.
Yeah, it's an Irish artist. Yeah. She's good.
Artist.
Heard the name, but never don't. I have no idea.
Roisin Murphy, I think. I could be wrong.
Okay. Jane's Addiction.
Jane's Addiction.
I heard of that one. Yeah.
No clue.
You don't know Jane's Addiction?
No.
Being caught. It's about shoplifting.
I'm surprised how much Owen knows the songs.
Yeah.
I'm surprised too, to be honest.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. That's cool.
Thanks.
It's very cool.
Thank you.
You guys are cool.
You're the cooler.
You guys have.
Yeah.
I want to say I am the most likable, but you guys are cooler. You guys are cooler than me. I mean, that's not what everybody wants in a friend.
No.
Not everybody not wants Danish. A cool friend.
There's only one cooler in each group, anyway. I mean,
yeah.
So if you're cool, you're the likable one.
Yep.
Does that mean I'm the sexy one?
Yes.
Yes.
Finally, you know, I mean, he's never had that before.
I've never had that before. And I don't think it's maybe true. Anyway, so I brought this up just because I looked at that list. I was like, there's a lot of names I don't know. And that's, I'm fine with that.
I did look them all up today, yeah. But I was fine with it before I knew them. And now I'm fine with knowing.
In terms of music, I live in a delusion where like, oh, I listen to cooler bands. I find I still have time to investigate and find new music. Mm. It might not be new as in it's released in 2024, mm-hmm. but it's new to me.
Mm.
So I'm happy with my own music knowledge and what I listen to in that sense. But it did make me think about, because I'm I'm turning 40 this year. And I feel like that's a milestone, mm-hmm. right, in your life. And I look at my friends and I look at you and I don't think 40, mm-hmm. 35, whatever, I don't know how old you are.
And he won't ask. As many times that I've invited him to my birthday, I've asked him to make the card. He's like, I don't want to know.
I give you a card. I guess the number.
I will not.
I send you a set amount of candles. but I thought we could just have a chat. How are we feeling? Is this something on our minds? Like, how are we? Are we connected to?
Are we going to
the US internationals? Are you in any way feel like you're connected to youth culture in Denmark?
I feel
this is a midlife crisis disguised as a conversation. Is this what this is?
No.
I think that
would be old.
It is interesting because I feel like age is like a different kind of beast here because everyone has more free time. So like I feel like that's a thing that ages people, like that, like young people have hobbies and go out with their friends and stuff other places, I think. And here everybody has hobbies and goes out with their friends, and like I don't know, there's more fluidity, I think, between like ages and people doing different things in a way because of that, because everybody has more like time. A couple of things really impact the way I feel about my age. I had kids when I felt unprepared, really young to have kids. And so then I felt like I didn't feel like a grown up yet when I was 25. And then I like had a kid and I was like, I must learn it now.
Being a grown up.
Yeah. But still, I like felt like having kids, I was still like, I felt ill-equipped, like I felt like unqualified. And then now I feel like the right amount of grown up to like be a parent now, but I've been doing it for like 12 years. But now I'm like, oh, no, I think I get it.
Okay, all right, start again. New kids, here we go, let's do this.
But I think so. I felt really young for a long time as a grown up because I felt like a young parent. And now I feel like I'm kind of like coming out and going into these creative things, like doing stand up and doing all these things that are like a lot of the people I'm doing them with, like on my level, are younger, like entering into like professional stuff. They're like younger than me. And I feel both like older, like because I am, because I had like whole kids in between, and I had kids still like 5 years before where they are now. So I feel like old, and like I had this whole like pocket life. Do you know what I mean? Where I'm like, I was just having little kids, and now I'm kind of like back to being 25 in this one way.
Yeah.
Because my kids are big enough to like wipe their own asses and like be left for the weekend.
Yeah.
And now I'm like, I kind of feel like I get to do all those things again and like pursue my creative, do a fucking podcast with you guys on at dinner time. Cool move.
There might be two cool people in this group.
So I don't know. I feel like my relationship to my age is like I feel like old and young at the same time all the time.
Yeah.
And I feel like it is kind of liberating because I don't feel like I'm gonna get to this point where I'm like, oh my god, am I old? Because I feel like that has happened to me.
Yeah. I have kids.
Yeah. And my kid, like that makes me feel like that's wild. Like that, my kid wore some of my clothes yesterday and it looked like normal on her. And I was like,
You can have full conversation. Like, it's not like, and it's also when it's a person, it's not like a kid anymore. It's like a person. We can have full conversation. They have opinions of, it's like, you have a whole life.
The thing I have to say.
And I was 25 when that began. Like, I mean, you know, like.
I mean, the thing is, like, they come out whole people, which I didn't believe until I had, but they like, but with opinions and all
Things.
But yeah, but now everybody recognizes that because she, like, looks like a forget-me. Yeah. Anyway. Yeah. It is interesting. I feel like, too, like that kind of stuff. I'm like, I never went to Roskilde and stuff because when I could, I had a little kid. But then now I'm like, I would not want to.
But this is it, right? You're like, it morphs. You don't,
do you want to?
Yeah, I don't want to do that anymore. But like, I don't feel older for that. I don't feel, like you're both saying, I don't feel old, right? I mean,
he looks really old.
I look old. I got 10, 15 years on my face.
People are like, that's Owen? It's gotta be Marius. This guy's gotta be pushing 40.
Jesus Christ.
50, 60, I don't know.
But to be specific, Denmark, and used in Denmark, do I feel any connection? Say like 18 to 24, right?
Well, do you have any, not connected, but do you have any sense of it?
Yeah, all I see is fucking super cool young people. Like every Dane at the age of 18 to 20 something walks around as if they're fucking the coolest. And I don't know what it is. And that's fine. I'm totally fine with confident youth going around and fucking wearing whatever the fuck is trendy or whatever. But here's the thing. I have no idea. And I get this vibe of like, that's a very big part of being in Denmark, being like, socially recognized and accepted and fitting into these certain groups. But that's like kind of universal, right? But here's the thing. If you ask me what does a 21-year-old or 20-year-old in Denmark watch? What is the music they listen to? No idea.
Yeah.
I don't know what the good thing is. Like, I don't know what the cool thing is. I don't know what is speaking to them right now. I don't know what is the voice of.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
That particular generation, no idea. But for me, feeling youthful, there's something that I think listeners might, some people will understand, some people won't, depending on what your hobbies are. Like Abby's saying, a lot of people have hobbies here, but our particular pastimes, the three of us do performance, right? We go out and do comedy and shows and stuff like that. And the way I see that is playing, We go out and play. Yeah. We have fun.
Yeah.
We go up on the stage and we make people laugh and we make ourselves laugh. So that makes me feel really young because I still think I'm playing.
Yeah.
I still think I'm a child at heart when I'm doing that stuff.
And also that does, because whenever I never want to do like things at night, like, and I also feel like, I don't have to because my whole job is things at night. So I'm like, I'm cool even if I don't want to be.
That's very funny. Also had that, like, I have no, because in weekends typically I would do shows at night or around evening time, right? And then I feel like I've been out, I've done something for the weekend.
And going to like festivals and stuff, like people, I'm always like, a lot of people want to do this. Would I want to do this if I didn't? And I think
people going to a comedy festival and stuff, like I'd actually watching and stuff. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I think that's really cool. And like Edinburgh Fringe, like, is a month of every kind of performance. And I went to see so many things and I'm so glad that I did. Like, and that was so like inspiring and exciting and amazing.
Mm.
But I only went because it was my job to go.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's really cool. I think it is literally, it's not like a joke when I think it's cool that people do stuff. I really think it's cool that people like go out to do things because they're interested in them. Because I'm like, if I don't have to, I'm not going to.
But
or at least in those kinds of things.
Yeah.
Like I do a lot. I do cool stuff.
I think Denmark is really good for those things for like people who aren't that young as well, because you got like the only real thing like festival wise that I can think of is like Untouchable for people over the age of 25 is what's the street party,
Distortion
is Untouchable for me. I'm like, I can't go near that stuff. That's a bit too heavy for me now. Totally get people having parties in street.
No offense to the street party.
But like Roskilde, loads of people like of all ages with families and kids and everything. There is a fantastic festival down in Moon called Hoost Moon.
Is this island one you were talking
about? There's a music festival down in Hoost Moon, and that was like specifically orientated, not specifically, but like really helpfully orientated to like families going down as well. It was a music festival, but they had like a lot of kids, a lot of like special like camping areas for families and stuff like this. So like Denmark really leans into like, hey, you got some free time, come enjoy yourself doing this. So I think there's a really nice balance of like, there's the youth that you just is your youth, and but there's loads of availability for having fun and feeling youthful and not really feeling old. But then there's also this other thing in Denmark that I've noticed with a lot of people is like, There's a group that like to lean into the like maturity side of things. And the way I see that is summer houses. When someone buys a summer house, when I hear someone buy a summer house, you're like, you're an adult. You've doubled down on the adult.
Well, it's not just the adult. It's like, you're ready to like just give up. Not in a bad way. Let me finish my fucking sentence before you take it bad.
Okay.
Giving up in a sense like, I don't need, I just want to have a good time with myself. With potential kids, family, friends, like I don't need to go out and pursue like new hobbies or something like that.
Do you guys know people buying summer houses?
Yeah.
That's cool. Also cool.
Wait, I'm gonna write on the. We're ticking off the cool things. Tick, tick, tick.
I will say, and we've talked about this before. We should do a chat episode on summer houses.
Yeah, we should go to a summer house and do a chat.
That'd be great. But summer houses in Denmark are so much more common than anywhere I've ever lived before. As summer houses are like vacation homes, but they're like a little, maybe not comfortable enough to be your actual home. Sometimes they are just like another house.
Yeah.
And so many people have them here that would not like, and they're like, you know, middle class and people, but they're like,
they're a bit more middle class. You gotta have,
but they are just like they're in families. They're like in. There's so many more. It's such a much more common thing than in America. Like it's if you have a second place to go in America, you are so rich.
Mm-hmm.
And here it's just like we're going to a summer house.
I see that point.
Yeah, I mean it's not certainly
if,
not
if
like
it was in Ireland, it would be like, whoa, you have what?
Yes, like whereas, nobody like, bats an eye.
Whereas like. Friends my age and younger have buy summer houses. I know a few people
buy. Houses. I mean, but also it's like just something that's so common.
Me back here, though, I was
in that, like, you would rent one with your friends to go for the weekend. Where, like, when I was in my early 20s, like, people in their early 20s do that. Like, teenagers will go and, like, go to a summer house for the weekend that somebody's parent has, or, like, and then, like that kind of thing would just be, like, that blew my mind when I came here. Like, that was, like the way that people in circles that I was in talked about summer houses, like, that was just, like, a normal, nice thing to do. Like,
it was,
like,
we gonna go to?
Like, it was, like, going to the pool. Like, it was, like, driving to the beach for the day to go to somebody's summer house. Like, that kind of thing was not the way that I grew up or was around any until I was a nanny in the Hamptons.
There's another aspect to these summer houses, and I'm sure we've all gone to a weekend away to a summer house or something like that. They're also very hygge, cozy Danish times, right? But they're also fun and easy. So there's, like, I can't think of an age group that I won't feel like happy to hang out with and youthful, and it doesn't feel like Denmark Danes stop having fun. They always know how to, like, enjoy themselves.
Oh, that's nice.
You know what I mean? There's always, like, this kind of youthful fit.
I would say they don't come out that fun, but then forget the amount of fun that they have.
Yeah.
They retain.
Yeah.
But, like, you're gonna have a nice bottle of wine and have a fun chat or play a silly game with, like,
campfire.
Yeah, in kind of any household.
Board games. Everybody's down for a board game here.
Yeah.
It's true. That's true. There is just, like, a... It's nice. I have a joke that it's like hygge, like when the Danes are like, it's hygge. It's not just coziness. It's something else. It's like, it's not just a glass of wine by the fire. It's a glass of wine by the fire knowing that you're never going to have to pay for your kids' braces. that's hygge. It's like a lower level.
Oh, you could allow yourself that hygge. Yeah, that's, you could relax in the hygge. Yeah.
Love that.
Very good.
That's really good.
But I've noticed some positive things, like just personal things. It was just like, oh, and like a little change. So, like, I enjoy this a lot more than I previously. Going to the studio today, I just walked past a couple of shops. I was like, I appreciate there are, like, there was, like, a fish shop, a fishmonger. But, like, I saw some, like, it's just, like, these are people who care about fish. Like, this is not just a supermarket fish stuff. These are, like, a fishmonger, and there was, like, a...
These people care about fish.
These people care about fish.
People walking by the shop. Hey, stop. Let's just appreciate this for a second. All right? Okay?
You could buy your fish.
But do they care?
A grocery store that doesn't care about fish.
I bet they named the fish in here.
I know what you mean.
That was just—it was a nice little moment on the street. And I was just like, "Yeah, this is nice. Yeah, it's good." And I think I said this, and I sounded really old, but I said this when we had the chatty episode or one of our last episodes. Like, I took a different street. I took a new road.
Yeah.
And it was fun. I enjoyed it. I just had a really good walk. Saw a little bit of a new neighborhood from a different perspective.
Oh, like, my God.
Nice. Yeah. I could just enjoy that, and I don't think I would have, like, a couple of years ago, really appreciated that moment.
Oh, that is so nice, Marius. Yeah. I really think so. Today I saw there was a guy walking down the street playing a flute, like just playing a flute. And I was like, and my dog loved it. When I was silent for 1 second and don't ever expect it to happen again, was when I dropped my jaw. I was just going to believe it was so nice. He was walking down the street. And then I said, oh, look, he stopped. And then I was like, my dog's looking for where it came from. And he said in an English accent, I was so excited. He was like, yeah, it's like a dog whistle, but not the racist kind. And I said, because I thought it was very funny, actually, because he, like, kind of said it. And then he was like, but not the Republican kind.
Okay.
Yeah, because like a dog whistle in America is like, it's like a thing that like a conservative would say to get, like, instead of saying something overtly like racist or sexist, they would say something like that's like next to it.
Okay.
And it's called a dog whistle.
Oh,
like if you're listening anyway, I knew that, but I was so surprised to hear him say it, because I was like, this feels very like America, like, I don't know. And he was just like,
how did he know you were
American? But not like the Republican kind or something. And I was like, yes, a dog whistle and no racism to be seen. And we're like yelling across that thing. What? And my dog was really standing there looking around,
listening for racism.
Yeah, and he was holding up the flute to my dog. And we both were just like, that was like a nice, funny interaction involving a flute. And I went inside and I was like, I got a journal quick before I forget that nice thing that happened. And I was like, I like things like that, but it felt the same. It felt like, I was like, that, I could coast on that for like the whole morning, maybe.
Yeah, that's lovely.
Like, just like, oh, what a nice guy walking down the street with a flute.
Yeah. Do you know what else is a really nice thing? The exclusive content on our Patreon page.
Oh, that was...
We have released our very first exclusive content on our Patreon page, and we have reviewed, I can't even remember the name of the movie.
God.
The Art of Seduction.
Yes. Which I thought was like a real Danish royalty person. So I was like, every time I would say it to a Danish person, like, we're going to watch this thing, and Yoel, my partner, who like has, we have given him many talks about how he should be encouraging about my Danish skills, and he shouldn't be like, what'd you say? But he did that. He's like, what? Huh? What'd you say? What's the movie? What'd you say? And I was like, Stop it. Birgitte Nyborg from Bourne is in the movie. You know what the movie... Billy August directed the movie. Stop it. And it's because it's a made-up name.
Yes.
That Karen Conblixen made up this name. It's not like a real name, and nobody actually does know the name of it. Thank God, because I thought it was another time, you Danes.
But if you type it into Netflix, you will find it and you can watch it.
And that's as far as you have to go, and then the rest
it'll pop up. And if you've watched it and you want to know what we thought of it, you can become a Patreon subscriber, help us out, keep this podcast going, and you can hear it. And
but also, you don't even have to have watched it; you can still talk about it
We'll summarize it.
We're going to give you those who are thinking about becoming Patreons. Here's a little taste of what the exclusive content is.
The things that would have helped me from the beginning of this movie be so much more interested in it, because it's not, the script isn't very like
bad. It's bad.
And Danish actors are so good. And like, so it's really like hard to watch these Danish. First of all, I'm like, why did they say yes to this?
Yeah.
Because
right?
They're so good. They're
Is it
such
just
good
a quick paycheck or something
and
for
it,
them?
No, it's because it was the queen. The queen.
Oh, yes. Okay. Yeah. Like, sorry. Yes.
It was the queen's idea to do this movie.
And it was so bad, they forced her
and
to step down. There you are. If you want to listen to the full episode, you can become a Patreon subscriber. It's only 60 kroner a month. It is more than appreciated by us. And don't worry, because it's not just one. There's going to be one every month. We're going to do something new next month, and the month after that, and the month after that, and then we'll see what happens. But what you can hear for free, because we're still doing free stuff and we love you for listening, you can hear the news on Friday, and until then, stay...
co-pink.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.